You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labour Leader Calvin Davis.
Yes, the government has spent the past few days attending Waitangi commemorations, and I spoke with Labour Deputy Leader Calvin Davis about Waitangi and also prison reform, as he is the Corrections Minister. I began by asking him what his experience of Waitangi was.
Fantastically well. In fact, they exceeded all of our expectations in terms of the way Ngāpuhi really came together and put on an absolutely spectacular 5 or 6 days for us. We were warmly welcomed, the Prime Minister was warmly welcomed, her messages resonated with the people. You know, the pōwhiri on the 5th of February was just a magnificent affair. Again, another speech she gave there was praised and really well received. And of course, the barbecue on the 6th of February was just a real celebration, and it was great to have the MPs and the ministers and the Prime Minister serving the people in a very literal way.
And did this feel different to previous years?
Oh, like chalk and cheese. You know, there's just no comparison to previous years where everybody arrived tense, not sure what was going to happen. I have to say that the Crown Māori officials who were working in the background just did a superb job liaising with the people that needed to be liaised with. Minister Pēni Henare did a fantastic job in the weeks leading up to Waitangi itself, liaising with the Waitangi National Trust and just making sure that everything went off perfectly.
The media has made a lot of the absence of protests at Waitangi. What are your thoughts on this?
There was just a really positive atmosphere in the air. It's changed Waitangi, I think. Everybody was there to celebrate being a New Zealander. Everyone was there to commemorate and just enjoy this beautiful country that we have. And, you know, I just think that we need to just continue to celebrate the fact that, you know, there seems to have been a real step change, and it was superbly led by the Prime Minister.
And do you sort of see this attitude as Māori saying, you know, we're going to give... not another chance, but we're going to be more receptive and give this government a real go at it?
Look, I think the Prime Minister's messages about making sure that any benefit that comes to the economy needs to be felt by the people, and I think that that message is really resonating, that we're going to not measure our success by whether we have budget surpluses or deficits, but by how well people are feeling and how we can actually help people. I think they're saying, hey, this is the language that we've been waiting for many, many years. It's something totally different from a government. To have the Prime Minister stand up and say, hold us to account, that she wants to earn the right to stand on the marae every Waitangi day. And, you know, that sort of authentic and genuine approach really resonates and resounds, not just with Māoridom, but all the people who have missed out on the so-called benefits of the economy over the last 9 years, certainly, and probably even longer.
And talking about the Prime Minister's speeches, in one of them, she recognised the disparity between Māori and Pākehā in the justice system, especially in the prison population. So this sort of brings me to whether or not you'll be building the mega prison in Waikerea.
Well, no decisions have been made about that, but you know, let me tell you that we want to give people who are in prison the best possible chance at both rehabilitating and reintegrating. And you know, we've got to have facilities that that support that, but there's a lot that can be done to prevent people getting into prison in the first place. And that's really where the biggest gains are going to be made, not whether a rehabilitation program has, you know, has a high rehabilitation quotient, that's really just chipping away at the edges. The real stuff is going to be in reducing poverty, making sure people have houses, that the education system is working well, that the mental health system caters for people with mental health issues, that basically there's a culture change within government departments that look to help people, find ways to help people, proactively help people, rather than find ways to deny people the support that they're desperately seeking. And, it's that sort of stuff out in the communities that will really make the biggest difference in terms of the prison population. And, as the Prime Minister said, it's the incarceration of the Māori people disproportionately to everyone else. That's the distance between us. And my personal belief is that, if we just continue to lock up people, whether they be Māori or non-Māori, that's a sign that, in increasing numbers, that's a sign that somehow the Crown has failed all people.
So do you personally not want the prison to be built?
Oh, my goal as the Minister of Corrections is to close prisons. We do have a situation at the moment, and brought on by, I'll say it, by some bad decisions of the previous government, that's just seen our prison population skyrocketing. We can barely fit another person in the system, and the only way to do is just to keep increasing the numbers of beds in small cells, and that's just unacceptable. We've got a lot to do to unwind what's happened over the last 3 or 4 years in particular, while making sure people get the best treatment and support in prison, so that they leave and reintegrate properly into their communities and into our society and lead contributing lives. But the like I say, the biggest thing is actually stopping people getting into prison in the first place. Because once they get in, even if they're in their first time in prison is for a very, very short while, chances are, it's a very, very high chance that they will return within a few years for a longer period of time. And we just can't have that.
So do you know when the decision will be made? Because, it's not a clear-cut no, and you saying you want to reduce prison numbers and address high numbers of Māori who are incarcerated, it could, if you then go and build this, the biggest prison the country has ever seen, that you're not really taking these promises seriously.
Well, if the decision is made, like I've said, that it's because we want the best possible facilities for people to be rehabilitated in, and there's a number of facilities around New Zealand that I wouldn't... I just call pig thighs, and I want to be known as the Minister of Corrections, not the Minister for treating people like animals. So if we make the decision, it's in the best interest of the people who that will be incarcerated, not because we don't believe in our objective to reduce the prison population by 30% over 15 years. So the big thing is people sort of focus on building a prison as an outcome in itself. No, the outcome is reducing the prison population over 15 years by 30% and stopping people getting into prison in the first place. Those are the real success. That'll be the real success story.
So will the government be looking at amending legislation like the Bail Act to try and reduce prison numbers?
Well, the Justice Sector Ministers, myself, Minister Little, Minister Nash, are looking at a whole range of possibilities. Our officials are working on a whole range of options. I've given corrections officials basically a laundry list of options that I want them to look at, and they've come back with, developing ideas. But the thing is we have to be careful about saying what they are now. The research from overseas says that jurisdictions that have reduced their prison population have worked with the media, they've worked with politicians, so that when something happens, they don't basically scare the crap out of the public and drive bad law changes that drive up the prison population. So, we've had that happen. We've had what they call sentinel events, where one person out of however many has gone into the community and done something after being in prison, and all of a sudden we have this law that then impacts on a whole heap of other people. So we're looking at all those laws just to see whether or not they will change. They may change, they may not, but you know, we have to look at all the options, and people will find out what we're going to do, you know, when the best options are lined up, and we'll start implementing our plan to reduce the prison population. You know, and I've said before that I want to engage the opposition because we need their cooperation, and the opposition needs to be on board so that they don't go scaremongering and try and drive change that creates more bad law that just incarcerates more people. So when governments come and go, we want the successful solutions to continue.
Do you think you'll be able to get the opposition on board? I mean, you do have two very different approaches to prison reform.
Look, I think so. I think Simon O'Connor, the opposition spokesperson, is a reasonable person. And we just have to work out protocols for sharing information, because if we're going to, you know, share information with you know, that could be sensitive, well, we then don't want that to be, you know, used in a negative way for political point scoring. So, like I say, officials are working out how we do that sensibly, and you know, I think that when we share all the best practice research from around the world, then they'd be silly not to buy into it, and not to buy into you know, the options that we're looking into. So, you know, I think that we will meet our goal of 30% over 15 years. It'll probably take all of that 15 years to actually to achieve it, though. You know, and ministers of corrections will come and go, but I think that if we've got a sensible plan that all parties have bought into, well, then it's got more of a chance of actually working.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.